This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Immigrant rights supporters gathered outside the ICE detention center in Aurora Wednesday night. CPR's Matt Bloom says advocates want more details around what led to the death of a 39-year-old inmate.
No more!
No more!
Ya basta!
Ya basta!
The calls came during a Day of the Dead vigil that's held outside the agency's detention center every year. That's where Nicaraguan immigrant Melvin Ariel Calero Mendoza was in custody last month when he died suddenly. Gabriela Flores, a local activist, says the community is pressing for the release of an autopsy report.
This is unacceptable. No one should be dying in detention. No one should, we need to get to the bottom of this.
The company that owns the detention center says they're cooperating with an ongoing federal investigation. Meanwhile, a class action lawsuit against the company is working its way through court.
The North and Sur.
I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Del este a oeste, la lucha sigue, cueste lo que cueste, de norte a sur.
Colorado congressional lawmakers have also called for an independent investigation into Calero Mendoza's death while in ICE custody. Inappropriate comments toward a black employee pushed the director of Colorado Parks and Wildlife to retire this week. CPR's Balo Shalsada reports.
Dan Preslow spent 3 years as head of the Wildlife Agency. He's been on administrative leave since April, when CBW launched an investigation into a racist comment he made during a conference. That investigation is finished, but CPW and its parent agency, the State Department of Natural Resources, have not released their findings. A spokesperson with the department said finding a replacement is a high priority. It does not have a timeline. I'm Palo Shasada, CPR News.
Find these stories and more at CPR.org.